We are entering the period of time that leads to the beginning of the shift of energies that will begin the days of tribulation. Unfortunately, some of the predictions that have been made reflecting the plans of the dark side will manifest. Though they seem to indicate that the situation is irreversible, it certainly is not. This will be a time where it will be critical for those of you who are privy to the behind-the-scenes maneuvers of which you are part, hold faithfully to the understanding and belief that they do indeed exist and are positively laying the foundation for the new paradigm. This new pattern of experience can be pictures of the shimmering castle coming forth amidst a scene of frantic, confused activity. It is at first very dimly seen. Though this is hardly the pattern which is the new paradigm will resemble, it is indeed draws on the Camelot myth as a recognizable fantasy, containing within it desirable dreamlike ideals. It's a process of it rising through the mist of focused imagination, in the midst of what appears to be reality. This is the understanding that we desire to trigger. If you are not a Camelot buff, then choose some other picture. The Phoenix, perhaps, but choose for it to be transformed and rise before the ashes stage. We would emphasize the recognition that the desirable already is manifesting before the undesirable has disintegrated. The focus of even a few with belief and knowingness that it does indeed exist and is coming forth is of a critical importance. By choosing different pictures, but the same focus, then the process is held in place until the purpose is defined and becomes the ideal. Defining the purpose will not be an easy process. Many versions will be proposed before the ideal wording can encompass it. This is meant to encourage ones to begin, for the first step must be taken so that progress can be made toward the goal of bringing it forth. It is the brevity and universal appeal of it within the diversity of 6 billion beings that is the key. Though it seems impossible, we assure you that it is possible. We remind you to ask for guidance and help at these sessions. Egos must be in their own observative states, for the credit of writing will go to no one individual. It's the desire that it comes forth in perfection that must be the motivation. It shall stand alone in its purpose of encompassing the focus present on earth into a focus of expression, into greater experience. Again, we remind you of the breathing process. It will be taken in by the conscious awareness, contemplated and expressed outward through desire for its manifestation into each personal reality, and held dearly while it happens. We wish it were other than a lifetime for drowning beings, but that is the experience you have created. It is through an approach encompassing universality of scope that the encompassing appeal shall be addressed. The focus on this aspect will begin to draw the feeling of oneness to the beings on the planet. A realization will begin to draw that all are facing the same dilemma. As the itchy feeling that something ominous is present continues to intensify, this feeling keys understanding that the causes of it are beyond local, regional, or national scope. The oppression is being felt with greater intensity. What about the indigenous people? As we have mentioned before, they already know. Their shamans have given the message and they are aware that a new paradigm is being born. They are steps ahead of you and are already at work on its expression. Their people are aware and already in harmony with the process. Do not be concerned for them. Survival is their way of life. You may find yourself wishing you had incarnated into a more indigenous way of life in the days ahead. I did say may. Inasmuch as all has incarnated from the same source, you are indeed connected and do communicate at subtle levels. The mass consciousness, the awareness, is malleable through coercion, but always certain levels of it remain connected to the source. It's through these connections that we can achieve subtle changes that will lay the groundwork for future shifts at the conscious level. The oppressors must work with the levels of the mind, while it might be said that we have available the levels of the heart. The heart feels. A feeling can transform the beliefs held by the mind. When the feeling vibrates within the being at a certain level, it overrides the belief, and the being simply tosses it out and follows the feelings to a new conclusion. The feeling of oppression is soon to override the insistence of the mind that all is well, and the Big Brother government will work things out for the benefit of all. The magician is about to lose its veil of darkness and be seen in the full light of recognition, and it may not be at the time of its choosing. Inasmuch as you live within time as your controlling focus, we must deal with it. The sequence of linking interfacing action events now enters a phase of critical importance. It's important that each of you feel the inspiration, the divine urge, to push ahead with this project. The dominoes are in place, and it will take but a nudge for them to begin their sequential trip. The placement of the final few must be preempted in order that the dark plan is unable to be carried into its planned conclusion. If a critical few can be removed, then the planned sequence will go awry and glorious confusion will result, the perfect time for the new paradigm to rise amid that confusion. Its conception must, however, have been completed and the birthing process well underway at the subtle levels. It is difficult for the information contained in these messages to stress the importance of various facets without becoming repetitive. We are also aware that some are reading or listening that have not had access to prior information. Thus, we are attempting to make them at least somewhat inclusive. The window of time available to complete the second phase that is focused towards the completion of the worded purpose is continually shrinking. Therefore, we feel it necessary to continue to prod and poke, lest it close without its completion. Chaos would then indeed reign, and the birthing of the new paradigm could be unmanageably difficult. The period of chaos could stretch on for a painfully long time in your counting. It's not this information that is important. It's the conception and completion of the writing of the purpose. We do not want this information on file in your Library of Congress. We prefer it to be exchanged on a personal need-to-know level. It's purposely written so as to exclude words that trip the communication scanner so that may be yet spread easily to the chosen ones. We wish to be very clear about this. Our translators spend much time in the thesaurus mode looking for synonyms, so word patterns are varied within each document. What appears to be but a few paragraphs involves much dedicated attention to this facet of caution. The purpose of this information weighs heavily on the conscious awareness. However, commitment carries process forward day by day. We are finding that commitment matched in like manner by the readers of it and are grateful indeed. It is your resolve to bring this new archetype of experience into being that holds the progress made in place so the building of the pattern can continue. Visualize the pattern of a snowflake, only now beginning to crystallize from a drop of water. Just the very beginning of one corner, what might be a unique picture is happening. You are not only watching the creation of something uniquely beautiful, you are providing the focus that will cause it to happen. How could you avoid continuing to be an important part of this beautiful demonstration?